Upward, we see a great light that descends. And we see ourselves in a circle, joining hands, and other lights descend, completing the group of 24 in a circle, 12 males and 12 females, with the Christ in the center. And he stretches forth his hand and he says, "Come unto me if you want to receive." And we feel a magnetic pull pulling us out of our bodies into his presence. We stand as a circle of lights around the Master, leaving our bodies behind. He speaks unto us and says, "Follow me, and I will take you on a journey." We rise above the lodge. You look down, and you see the lodge. And we see the mountains surrounding us. And we put an eye on the largest mountain in the area. And he takes us over this mountain, and we look down, and the Christ says, "Behold, all matter is alive, and it can be stimulated to come to life by your life. Let us enliven this mountain." He stretches forth his hand, and a beam of light shines forth, and he says, "Join with me." And we reach forth our hands, and light proceeds from us to the mountain, making the mountain glow. And we sense the oneness with the mountain, that it has a life of its own, and the life, which is a mountain, radiates toward the lodge, and the radiation enlivens our bodies, restores them, and we know that when we return, we can look on this mountain and feel the radiation coming from it whenever we want. We will radiate benevolent rays day and night. The Christ rises up above the earth. We see the planet. He takes us to the center of the sun. we feel ourselves plunging into the sun, following him. And instead of scorching heat, we feel a benevolent radiation, warm but comforting. We arrive at the center of the sun, and the Christ tells us that we are one with the sun and all that it radiates upon. We feel a oneness with the entire sun, with all the planets around it, the moons, the asteroids, the hidden planets. It's like a family. And then there's rays radiating in outer space that eventually find a home. Come, he says, I will take you further. He takes us toward the center of the galaxy. We pass many star systems. There are over 200 billion star systems in this one galaxy we call the Milky Way. As we approach the center, the stars are closer together, until the planets in these stars have no night. They look upon the sky and it is always day because of so many bright stars in the sky. We are the center of the galaxy, and the Christ says, behold, be one with all there is in the galaxy, an island universe. You can see the Earth if you want. You can see our sun. You can see different star systems, Alpha Centauri, Polaris, Sirius, Vega, any star system that you desire. This is an immense family. Many lives are in this galaxy. And he takes you now away from the center to the outer part of the galaxy and beyond, and you see many galaxies passing as you go to the edge of the universe, and you reach the edge, an immense distance from its center. The universe is surrounded by a golden light, a golden light that is ever expanding. And the Master speaks again. Behold, the universe is ever expanding, just as you are ever expanding with it. As the universe expands, the sons of God take joy in the new creation that causes the expansion. Feel yourself being one with all there is. Now we will return to the center of the circle in the lodge. being in the image of God, you share all that God has. Like me, all power in heaven and earth is yours. You are only held back by fear. You fear to do a miracle because you're afraid the miracle will not happen and you will be embarrassed. Let go of the fears and you can access all power in heaven and earth as I did. And that which I have done, greater things shall you do. Let go of your fears. Let go of your lack of belief. Press forward in the creation of the molecule which will combine the strength of all of you together so that the barriers can be removed. Now return to your bodies and see yourself in spirit form, but as a physical being like your body. And you return and you sit on your physical body. And on the count of three, you will be one with your physical body again and feel a rejuvenation take place. One, you're entering your body. Two, almost complete. Three, you're settled back in your body and you feel a rejuvenation taking place. Feel this happen in a moment of silence. May the joy of the Lord be with you. May my love be with you. May peace from the Most High be with you. Amen.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody want to make any comment or have an experience or anything?
I just wanted to share, first of all, just an update on what we were always seeing. I know Artie was feeling very calm, more than usual. Yeah, and so just
to let you guys know,
my wife was going to send this test to Lenny tomorrow, so she can just leave the frequencies on for all of us, so we're going to sleep really well tonight. But anyway, she said, so here are the ones that she put in here is gratitude, forgiveness, confidence, self-esteem, and love, inner peace, peace, calm, and tranquility, self-confidence, and self-esteem. There's one called Ultimate Emotions. That one's very custom fit to you of what emotions you need help with. Stress and tension, relax, grounding, and mood support. And about the, I think one of the things that's missing in Christianity is the interaction, the close interaction we can have between the second comforter and ourselves. And I think it's not talked about enough. So enjoyed the meditation we just did because it, if we can see it in the mind, it's, I think it's opening up a gateway for Jesus Christ to see, I know what you want, and I honor that.
Okay, any other comments? It's 5 o'clock, so about time to just